To establish, now this is the one where you pretty much have open season. You take off the pads and use brass knuckles. If your own client sues you, all the things are almost all the things I would say are on the table. You can talk about what the client said to you. Now, you can't, though, investigate the client and find out that in Montana, he, you know, defrauded somebody and use that in your defense for him complaining about your bill to say, but anything that went on between you and the client is now fair game for you to mention in your own defense of civil claim against you, malpractice claim or ethics claim against you. And of course, I always say when somebody wants me to testify, go get a subpoena and then let the judge decide if I have to testify. I will do what the judge says because I don't have a dog in this hunt, but I'm not going to reveal confidential information unless the court compels me to do so. And then you always give the person whose information is confidential the right to go and file a motion for protection because they're the real party in interest. And then, or detect or resolve conflicts of interest. You're allowed to reveal that again. The next thing, fiduciary duty. This is the important thing is we have, this is the highest duty, as you know, you heard about this, but nobody really thinks about it very much. The highest duty required by law's fiduciary duty, scrupulous candor. And I always say that the most important word in the entire practice of law is communicate, communicate, communicate. Honestly, you don't be a cheerleader for your client. Be that person who keeps your client in order. Scrupulous good faith. Put the benefit of the other person. And why is it important? It touches every segment of our practice. The penalties can be devastating against you, including losing your law license. And if you understand it, it will really improve your relationships by forcing yourself to communicate regularly and truthfully with the client about what's going on. And remember that suing client, if you ever go into Houston, you see there's billboards saying, I sue lawyers, and they're lovely people at any rate. And so it's a growth industry. Finally, remember, it's that high degree of fidelity. I remember, I always remember this term because I had to use it when I was in, I think, moot court in a brief. Uberima fides. Those of you who went to Catholic school or otherwise studied Latin, remember that's overriding faithfulness. Overriding faithfulness is the duty of loyalty to your client's interest. And finally, what I'll say about this before I turn it back over to Bob is in Texas and many other states, you breach a fiduciary duty, you change the burden of proof. So if I get sued as a fiduciary, I've got to get the yes answers to the charge of the court. And if you've ever looked up Texas Pattern Jury Charge 104.2, there's five things that every fiduciary must do. And they can always trip you up on one of those. It's just like, did you put the interest of the clients above your own? There's always some little handhold, leg hold for the plaintiff to say, no, all they have to get is a no answer that you didn't do that. And then you, it doesn't even have to go into regular damages. It goes directly from damages into, exemplary damages against you. So it changes the burden of proof. You, the fiduciary, also always have to get the yes answer. So because I give this public, nationally, I say, check your own court. But we know in Texas, it's Pattern Jury Charge 104.2. But Bob, now tell us a little bit about the current constrictions of the rules that we're talking about.
Right. So all these fiduciary obligations we have and the duty of loyalty end up getting expressed in the model rules and rules 1.7 and 1.9 by and large, which are the duties regarding conflicts of interest with a current client and a former client. And in Texas, the numbering is a little different, but Texas 1.06 and 1.09 are kind of the state analogs for those two. Now, they're a little different from each other, so we've simplified a little bit in this chart. But basically, an attorney cannot represent a client if your new matter is directly adverse to a different client. Now, again, Texas is a little different. Texas gives you a bit more leeway on that front. The standard rule in every other state in the nation is that you may not. Right? If you represent a client in one thing, you may not be adverse to that client in anything else without a waiver, without consent. That's the direct adversity piece of it. The other piece of it is that you may not represent a client if your work might be materially limited. It's the magic language, materially limited by your representation of someone else or by your own self-interest, right? So even if you have a consent that you can be adverse to a client in a different matter, if that client represents, say, half of your revenues, right, you have to ask yourself, are you really going to do that? Are you going to go after that client hammer and tong if, in fact, they are paying half of your bills every month? Right, that might be a material limitation, even if you have consent to do it. That's for a current client, those two points.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, though, Bob? So let's say you're talking about transactional lawyers and you're doing deals and you're a real estate lawyer. And so there are up in like Plano where they've developed this big industrial park. So you have a client that wants to buy Block A. And he tells you, the corporation tells you, she tells you, whatever, that, you know, next year we'd like to buy Block B because we could really expand over here. Now, they haven't engaged you for that, but you know that they want to buy Block B. But 8 months later, a client comes in and said, you know what, we'd like to buy Block B. Do you yet have a conflict? I'm asking seriously. It's not a trick question. You know your client wants Block B. Do you go back to that first client and say, hey, somebody wants to come in and hire me for Block B. Are you still planning to buy it?
Yeah, that's a great question.